When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by the wonderful people at PitcherList.com. I am your host, KC Bubba, Brian Entricken, whichever you like to call me, but you can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. We're here to recap your Wednesday, April 19th action and get you ready for Thursday, April 20th. We have two early day games and five evening games, barring weather in Chicago. Let's hope for five evening games, or seven games on Thursday, but we are here to recap Wednesday's action, and as usual, tons of news to talk about. And we'll start with the first one. Garrett Mitchell of the Milwaukee Brewers heading to the IL with shoulder sublimation. It occurred when he dove on Tuesday evening's game. He missed Wednesday, obviously goes to the IL. Blake Perkins gets called up. He's hitting .292 with a home run and a stolen base in AAA. Many were hoping for Sal Frelick. Problem is, Sal Frelick is also battling an injury of his own to his thumb. He was out of action on Wednesday, so Blake Perkins gets the call for now to replace Garrett Mitchell. The Cleveland Guardians are promoting prospect Brian Rocchio, but don't get too excited. People got really pumped for a minute there. It should be short-lived. They have one player going on the paternity list, another player that on a short IL stint. Rocchio's not supposed to be up for a long period of time. He is hitting .344 in the minors with zero home runs, 10 runs scored, 10 RBIs, and four stolen bases. But he's more of a long-term play, not a current situation. So be cautious when your fab bidding comes around this weekend. Giants called up prospect pitcher Tristan Beck to replace Alex Wood, who went on the IL with a hamstring injury. And as a Giants fan, I'm curious on how they're going to go about this, because it seemed like Jacob Junis and or Ross Stripling would be the logical replacement in the rotation for Alex Wood. Tristan Beck may go to the bullpen, but he's been strictly a starter in the minors, and he usually brings pretty low ratios, like mid-threes and below ratios throughout the minors, decent strikeout numbers. Strikeouts have been down a bit to start 2023, but the ratios are still intact in AAA. So very interesting to see what they do with Tristan Beck. He is a live arm that could produce a boost for the Giants. They have so many starting pitchers already that I'm not sure he's going to have any fantasy viability just yet, but stay tuned. Maybe we'll get more to pay attention to in that situation. The Tampa Bay Rays, they are going to start Calvin Faucher on Friday in hopes of stretching him out to four innings, making it a bullpen game. The Rays are doing Rays things. You know, we just saw Taj Bradley deal. Zach Eflin's supposed to be back on Sunday. Tyler Glasnow's a few weeks away. So they're just kind of just piecing it all together until everyone's healthy, if everyone can get healthy. So for now, they're going bullpen game on Friday. We'll see how that one plays out as usual. Brendan Donovan's been kind of weird, wondering, where's Brendan Donovan been? He's day-to-day. Well, we got a little more clarity on Wednesday. He's been out with a infected shin. When he slid into a base on Monday, got a cut on his shin, and it became infected, tons of swelling. Swelling is down. He could have been used as a pinch runner on Wednesday. Expect him back on Friday, as I believe the Cardinals have a day off on Thursday. So Brendan Donovan should not be out too much longer with his infected shin. Here's some bad news, potentially really bad news. Trevor Rogers was pitching well against the Giants, pitched well in his last start. We were hoping for a big season from Trevor Rogers. His velocity was down a ton in this start against the Giants, like below career norms for Trevor Rogers. So it was already kind of red flags everywhere. And then he left for the trainer with forearm tightness. This is something to monitor. Forearm tightness rarely ends well, let's put it that way. So hopefully it's not the worst, but the way things are going this year, I'm sadly expecting the worst for Trevor Rogers. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for more news on that. Maybe I'll have something for you on tomorrow's show. Trevor May of the Oakland Athletics is going to the IL with issues with this thing in baseball. And it's a good thing in my mind that players are fine worrying about their mental health. anything in life can be stressful. Being a professional athlete that's struggling can be very stressful. Trevor May is a very good reliever, very good reliever. And he has struggled a ton in his new home in Oakland. It's his first year there. It's been a rough go for Trevor May. So he's gonna take some time away from the team, try to get that taken care of. It's obviously more important than pitching in Oakland. So he's going to the IL. And Zach Jackson appears to be the next man up for saves, if there will be save opportunities in Oakland, because they just don't win many games. So that'd be the guy to look at. But again, not too excited when it comes to fantasy for the bullpen in Oakland at all. In Los Angeles, Miguel Rojas goes to the IL with the left hamstring strain. They called up Yonny Hernandez. He's a mediocre kind of fill-in. The fun report is that Mookie Betts, once he returns from paternity leave, which should be Thursday, they might be moving Mookie Betts to shortstop. So this could get really fun for fantasy if he gets a full run there. And maybe Rojas misses like 2 to 3 weeks with the injury and Betts gets 10-plus games at shortstop and then becomes shortstop eligible. In a world where shortstop is so depleted, this could be a lot of fun. So keep an eye on that. Not too excited about Yonny Hernandez, but Mookie Betts playing shortstop would be a whole lot of fun for the fantasy game. Oh, umpires. Max Scherzer was ejected for using a foreign substance, quote-unquote. He was told to change gloves. He said, no, this is not a foreign substance. This is rosin. This is what's legal. And they tossed him. And it's the same umpire that's had tossed the two other previous players that have been busted throughout the year and a half or so that this has been going on. Same umpire, all three ejections. Max Scherzer should be furious. Domingo Germán literally had goo on his hand, was told to wash his hands his last time out, and he gets away with it. Max Scherzer is going to have fun with this one in the media, folks, because Max doesn't keep his mouth shut, and he shouldn't. He should stand up for all pitchers and all of baseball on this one. This is a shady situation, because he even said in the post game, if they told you once to fix your quote-unquote illegal substance and come back out, you'd be an idiot or a moron, I can't remember the exact word he used, to come back out with more foreign substance. It was clearly rosin, which is legal with the system in play. So Scherzer's got a big gripe on his hand, and baseball's got a big issue. But, you know, Rob Manfred doesn't care. He'll just black out more games so he can't see it probably. That's probably the solution he's going to come up with. Starling Marte of the New York Mets will stay in New York. He left Wednesday's game after re-aggravating his neck injury on a slide. This has been something he's been dealing with for a while. He says he wakes up in the morning with neck stiffness. He works on it with the trainers all day. He plays in the games, and it's just a constant thing. So he might miss some time here to let it heal for good. We shall see. More New York Mets news. Carlos Carrasco, he went on the IL. We already reported that, but now they're finding out there's a bone chip in his elbow that's causing all the swelling. He got a shot already. They're hoping the shot will reduce the swelling and help him pitch. If it does not help, Carlos Carrasco will need a surgery, and could be a while till we see the Cookie of old. We might ever see it again. So that's a shame. Big expectations for Cookie in 2023, and it has not been there. And at least we know part of the reason now is a bone chip in his elbow. Jorge Mateo, he left Wednesday's game with right hip discomfort. This was a bummer because he's been tearing it up. I mentioned he's the second highest rated hitter in fantasy after the first 2 weeks of the season. He couldn't even run out of ball to first base. He's struggling to run out of ball to first base because of this hip issue. I'm guessing he's day-to-day for now until more news comes out, but that's a bummer for a guy that relies on his legs, a.k.a. his speed, to get things done. So not good for Jorge Mateo. And the big news for Thursday's action, big news. Fernando Tatis Jr. returns to the Padres lineup. It's going to be go time for those that paid attention on Twitter. Tatis was as locked in as anybody you've ever seen on a rehab assignment in AAA, just torching everything all over the ballpark. Home run derby for Tatis game after game. He's ready, folks. He is ready to take the diamond. Let's talk about some hitting highlights from your Wednesday action here. Tommy Edman and the Cardinals had all kinds of fun with Mad Bum and the D-backs, but Edman led off the game. He went 3-for-4, a single shy of the cycle, a double, a triple, and a home run. 3 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and a walk. It is a game that Tommy Edman needed. He entered the game hitting .241 with only 1 home run and 1 stolen base on the season. He's been hitting down in the order most games. With Donovan out, he was at the top of the order. So keep an eye on Edman. He needs to get going, and this might be the game that pushes him in the right direction. Philadelphia Phillies went off as well on Wednesday, and Trey Turner had a big piece to do with that, as he had a combo meal, 3-for-5 with a double, a home run, 2 run score, 2 RBIs, and that combo stolen base. Trey's now hitting .321 on the season with 1 home run, 16 runs scored, 6 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases. So the power is not quite there yet for Trey after what we saw in the World Baseball Classic with Trey, but he's just fine. Not too worried about him hitting .321 with 4 bags already. He's scoring a ton of runs in that Phillies lineup. And the resurgence, the launch angle development of Yandy Diaz continued on Wednesday. He went 2-for-4 with his sixth home run of the season, a run scored, RBI, and a walk. He's now hitting 274 on the season with six home runs. I believe I saw Alex Fast tweet out, Yandy Diaz is only 8 home runs away from a career high already. So go get him, Yandy. Have some fun, kid. For more details on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batterbox at pitcherlist.com. All right, some starting pitching highlights from the day. There's some fun ones. I won't get into the Mason Miller fun. I'll let Nick and the experts in the pitching side of things take care of that. He didn't go 5 innings as expected, but he's throwing the gas 100-plus many times. So go check out all the good stuff over at pitcherlist.com on Mason Miller. But Luis Garcia, I even tweeted it out. I said, where has this Luis Garcia been? So many of us sat him this week, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. And what's Luis Garcia do? Makes us pay for it. 7 innings pitched, no earned runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts against Toronto. I think he struck out the first 6 outs of the game. He had 23 whiffs, 41% CSW on 92 pitches. He looked great. He looked really good. He was rocking the baby. And he's, the biggest thing with Garcia, and he talked about it even in the spring, that the pitch clock was going to mess with his timing, and he has to work on it. And maybe he's slowly figuring it out. Maybe it's one start. He's got a tough game against Tampa his next time out, so we'll have to wait and see with Luis Garcia. But he came into the game with a 7.71 ERA, 4.90 xFIP, 12 earned runs, 7 walks, and 15 Ks in 14 innings pitched. So big improvements for Luis Garcia. Johan Oviedo kept it going. I was all in on him last week at his 2-start week. I had him on my roster still, but benched this week as he headed into Coors Field. And what was me? 6 innings pitched, 1 earned, 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks in Colorado. 13 whiffs with a 38% CSW on 84 pitches. Johan Oviedo looked outstanding. He's got some more tough matchups to come. His schedule does not get any easier, but he's proven he might be able to stand up to some tough situations. So I'll have to keep monitoring his success this season. And then one of the most surprising starts of the day was Nick Martinez going up against the Atlanta Braves. 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts against that potent Atlanta Braves offense with 15 whiffs, only at 27% CSW, so a little below league average on 97 pitches, but pretty darn effective. And the Padres will take that every time out, obviously, from Nick Martinez. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and to read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Let's head to the bullpen real quick. Jose Alvarado, this is glorious, folks. He picks up his second save in as many days. He had a perfect 9th inning. He seems to be the guy now. We've been clamoring for it forever, but it's been Kimbrel in like the 7th and 8th and Sir Anthony and stuff in the 7th and 8th, and it's been Alvarado's world for 2 straight games. Let's hope this continues. I was doing some looks into some roster rates on Yahoo. He's still like 40-ish, less than 40% rostered. Fix that, people. Fix that, please. Adam Ottavino picked up his 3rd save for the New York Mets when they beat the Dodgers on Wednesday. Did give up a home run to David Peralta, but this looks like a job that Adam Ottavino has for now with David Robertson kind of scuffling and pitching earlier in games. So something to monitor there. When it looked like it was going to be Robertson's world, it's Adam Ottavino's right now, and that is fun to see. Read the Daily Reliever Ranks article and more on pitcherlist.com to get all things relief pitching. All right, before we get into your preview of the Thursday, April 20th set of action, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back for the First Pitch podcast presented by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Before I get into the DFS targets, things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, let's get a peek at the weather with our good buddy Mark Paquette.
Thank you very much, Brian. Well, on a short Thursday slate, which is pretty normal, we're going to see a few showers and thunderstorms around Wrigley Field as the Dodgers come in to visit for the Cubs in a National League matchup of historic foes there. I'm not expecting a postponement. We'll have to keep an eye on it, though. There's going to, like I said, showers and thunderstorms around pass through the afternoon and evening. But this is the only game that really have any concern about. So that's good news, right? Back to you.
Thanks again, Mark. We appreciate your weather as always. Some DFS targets. It's a small five-game main slate in the evening. Kota Senga is far and away the best pitcher on the slate, taking on the San Francisco Giants. Senga did scuffle in his last start against the Oakland Athletics, which was quite surprising. He had back-to-back great starts against Miami. That'll happen. The Giants are bad, really bad. I know they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde, especially a little better versus right-handed pitching. I expect Kota Senga to bounce back. When you look at the rest of the pitching options on the slate, like Matt Strom against Colorado might be your second best option. It's bleak. I like Jameson Taillon if the weather's okay in Chicago. That's the concern of the day is the weather in Wrigley. So Kota Senga far and away is the pitcher you want on this slate. And if you're looking at some bats here, I love the Phillies versus Feltner in that game in Citizens Bank Park. I expect the Phillies offense to keep going in a big way. And Schwarber is due for a hot streak, so I'm still paying for him. And then the Pirates, I know there's the Coors hangover. It always concerns me. But you give me a team facing Luke Weaver off the IL, facing Luke Weaver, period, I'm in. So I'm going to ride out my Brian Hayes, my Brian Reynolds, my Rodolfo Castros, and Jack Sawinski and company against Luke Weaver. I think that's a fun spot for the Pirates. San Diego is always enticing, too, especially with Fernando Tatis back. That's a good one going with Ryan Nelson. I like Ryan Nelson, but a lot of pitch to contact on a big strikeout arm there. So not a recipe for success against a potent offense like San Diego. Things I'm looking forward to on this Thursday slate of action here. It's pretty simple. We'll start out. I want to see Fernando Tatis back in baseball. It's going to be great. I don't condone what he did. He's a cheater, flat out. Like, I'm a Barry Bonds fan. If you want to keep that scarlet letter on him, well, here you go, Fernando. You keep it too, buddy. So I'm good with that, but I'm also a fan of baseball, and he is fun for baseball. He's great for baseball. So I'm looking forward to Fernando Tatis Jr. Returning to the lineup. I want to see if Kota Senga can bounce back against my Giants. He should. It's a recipe for success. So give me some Kota Senga action. And then in one of your day games, we actually have some good pitching with like Nestor Cortez. And then you got Kenta Maeda in Boston. You know, he's got his start pushed back a few days. They're really giving him extra time to keep that arm healthy after he came off of TJ last year. I'm really looking forward to seeing if Kenta can keep up the swings and misses, keep up the strikeouts, keep this Twins thing rolling. Like Joe Ryan on Wednesday night didn't have a ton of strikeouts, still a successful six strong innings, but wasn't as dominant as he was. He had back-to-back games with 10 strikeouts. He wasn't that guy. So I'm curious to see where this goes. Like Sonny Gray was pretty good on Tuesday night. I want to see how Kenta Maeda does on Thursday against this Boston Red Sox team on getaway day. So he should have a nice lineup to attack as well. But that'll do it, folks. That'll be your April 20th edition of First Pitch as we recap your April 19th action on Wednesday. Got you ready for Thursday. Tons of fun stuff there. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. And most importantly, go to pitcherlist.com, join PL Plus, become a member of PL Pro, all the good stuff there. You get to join the Discord. You get a lot of awesome tools, projections, optimizers, all kinds of cool stuff over there. And they may keep making it bigger and better than ever. So check that out. The Discord alone is worth it because there's a lot of cool stuff going on in there. So go check that out at pitcherlist.com. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with another episode of the First Pitch podcast. But for now, this was your April 20th edition. I will catch you guys next time.
This has been the First Pitch podcast brought to you by pitcherlist.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at pitcherlist, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with Pitcher List Plus at pitcherlist.com/plus.